This is the parallax for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with escalating military tensions in the Middle East that are rattling global energy markets. The United States and Iran have now exchanged strikes for a second consecutive day, marking what appears to be the effective collapse of a ceasefire agreement just weeks old. The U.S. military struck more than 80 Iranian targets near the Strait of Hormuz, hitting air defense systems, command networks, and over 60 Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps boats. Iran responded by launching missiles at American ally military sites in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar. President Trump, speaking at the NATO summit in Ankara, declared the interim memorandum of understanding over and called Iran's leaders scum, threatening further strikes and warning that conditions would get much worse. Here's where the story divides across outlets. NPR and BBC both report the stark facts. The U.S. launched new airstrikes and Tehran retaliated, with the deal again in jeopardy. But BBC's international editor Jeremy Bowen offers analysis suggesting that despite Trump's tough rhetoric, he has no better option than negotiating with Iran. Al Jazeera emphasizes that mediators are urging both sides to uphold the agreement, while Axios frames this as a potential multi-week exchange of fire that has evolved far beyond the original mission of degrading Iranian missile capabilities. The Guardian notes Trump has renewed threats to seize the strategic Karg Island in the strait itself. And importantly, vessel tracking data shows a dramatic drop in transits through the world's most critical energy choke point, a development that could have cascading effects on global oil supplies. Turning to domestic politics, Graham Platner, the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate in Maine, suspended his campaign Wednesday evening, just 2 days after Politico published an on-the-record rape allegation from a former girlfriend. Platner called the accusation categorically false in an 11-minute video posted to social media, but high-profile Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, had mounted a pressure campaign to force him out. The Maine Democratic Party is now holding a nominating convention to select a replacement in what Democrats view as a critical race to flip the Senate. How outlets frame the fallout reveals sharp editorial differences. The Guardian reports that Platner angrily accused the Democratic establishment and corporate media of using the allegations to derail his campaign, and warns that Democrats face grave danger of blowing the midterms because of this debacle in a must-win race. Axios describes Democrats as now in chaos and critically examines how the party rationalized supporting a flawed candidate under pressure to beat Trump. Fox News notes that Platner's campaign was additionally troubled by old Reddit posts, controversial tattoos, and allegations from multiple ex-girlfriends. And Senator John Fetterman publicly called out Bernie Sanders for elevating Platner. The Washington Examiner and Daily Wire both suggest Democrats are anxious about avoiding what they call a coronation, comparing concerns about the replacement process to the Harris succession. At the NATO summit in Ankara, President Trump tested his allies on two fronts and, by his own account, found them wanting. Trump declared the Iran ceasefire over, threatened to withdraw U.S. troops from Europe if allies refused to back him on Iran and Greenland, and said NATO failed two deliberately designed tests. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte told the BBC he was 100% convinced of Trump's commitment to the alliance, comparing internal tensions to a family argument. Coverage splits predictably. NPR reports the summit ended on a positive note, highlighting Trump's announcement that the U.S. would grant Ukraine a license to manufacture Patriot air defense missile interceptors. BBC's security correspondent, however, questioned whether Rutte's claim of unity was accurate, given Trump's public criticisms of allies. Axios reports that Trump disrupted the carefully choreographed summit within hours of landing, opening new wounds by reviving his interest in Greenland. Fox News frames it differently, reporting that Trump said he was deliberately testing NATO and that both tests failed. The Washington Examiner notes that while the Patriot announcement is significant, the system's lengthy production times mean it's not an immediate fix for Ukraine's air defense needs. And finally, a sports controversy adding to broader tensions at this year's World Cup. That's the Parallax for Thursday, July 9th. Thanks for listening.